It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Hour number two. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Jerenary, Dane Martinez. You guys are just waking up here today. You stayed up late watching Game of Thrones, and now you're thoroughly pissed off, and you want to take the week off because you're just like, I can't deal with this. I spent 8 years of my life, 8 seasons, watching this since, what, 2011, 2000, something along those, 10, I think. You're a little bent because somehow or another you thought you were going to nice and neatly put together 8 years of Dungeons & Dragons and put it nice in a neat bow and everybody be happy. I am actually seeing here, Dane, with all the people who are pissed off on Twitter and social media, and there are a number of them, there are actually a bunch of people who, much like sports, diehards, you could have thrown crap up there on the screen, literally, and they would have been like, oh, my God, the best ending to a series I have ever right. seen. It's, you know what I mean? So I am
like
finding
Trump's
those
base.
People. Yeah, right. I am finding those people too as well. So it's amazing. Diehards are diehards. It doesn't make a difference if it's TV shows, movies, much like the Avengers and the guys who love comics.
I got another one for you, Joe.
Ooh, what do you got?
I don't know if you know, but last night there was also one of our good old WWE pay-per-views, Joe.
Yes.
And there was there was some interestingness to follow up on a topic you brought to me once before. We had the return of Brock Lesnar. And let's put it this way, fans are not happy about it. Because remember, Joe, Brock Lesnar was this kind of part-time wrestler who had the championship. He comes on back, and it's very clear after the events of last night that he is probably going to have the championship yet again at some point in 2019. A lot of people thought, oh, finally, the path was cleared. You know, much like LeBron is no longer in the East, the path is cleared for other people. People finally thought, up, Brock is gone. We can, you know, be done with that era. But in a surprise comeback last night, he came and won the big match and is in line for a title shot now.
And he's ready. How do you like that? What a shot.
And he's like 20 pounds slimmer, by the way, Joe.
Really?
Looks like he's off the EDs. Yeah. You got to check him out. See a picture of this. Video of his comeback. He is noticeably trimmer. Noticeably,
wow.
Joe.
Oh, really? I'm shocked.
20 pounds. I'm serious. You got to check it out. Just go like Brock Lesnar trending on Twitter. Just see a video or pictures of him last night. Noticeably right. slim.
Noticeably thinner, huh? We got ourselves an inch. Man, I don't know. The guy's on a mission here, huh?
He's not on the PEDs anymore. Has to wait for his UFC suspension. To finish.
Now that makes sense. Yeah. Now that makes sense. Yeah, there has to be a rhyme and a reason to it, right? Because the dude's not just showing up out of nowhere, dropping 20 pounds because he went on a healthier diet, I'm assuming, correct?
noticeably slimmer, my friend. Yeah, and that and that diet does not include, you know, the little gummies, the little HGH action.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm looking at it right. Yeah, you're right. He looks like half the size, dude. Seriously. Like, what's up with that? That's got to be at least 20-some-odd pounds, no?
Yep, absolutely. So he's back. And I don't know. A lot of this is also, Joey, remember, the WWE is going to start one of their big shows, SmackDown, on Fox, on network television, okay?
Okay.
So a lot of people, a lot of fans think that, and that's like in the fall lineup in a few months. A lot of people think all storylines are forming so that they're – best of the best, you know, are on that show with storylines as they go to network TV in the fall.
Interesting.
So you're going to have guys like Roman Reigns or Brock Lesnar setting them up to still be big draws when they make the move to network TV.
It's coming, people. It is coming. You know, it's still, isn't it amazing? Just, it won't go away, man. It keeps getting more and more popular, keeps making more and more money, and, unfortunately, there was also a tragedy in the WWE over the weekend, which was would kind of suck, and actually happened where I grew up. And sad news. We'll talk about that coming up briefly. Let you know what happened. Plus, Brooks Koepka, he's a champion again. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Happy Monday.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Hour number two here, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Guys, welcome in. One hell of a Monday, right? To say the truth here, it was one hell of a weekend. We've got all sorts of stuff on tap here for this week to do it. We've got some very interesting stories, including dealing with A-Rod, if you think that's even possible. I can't believe that's possible, but it is possible, definitely happening. But I did mention, of course, sad news, former WWE star Ashley Massaro was found, actually committed suicide on Friday, we learned. She was actually, she was doing radio in Long Island there for a, I think for the Shark out there. And unfortunately, she didn't show up for work on Friday. And when they, when they went to check on her, they found that she had taken her life. Now, the interesting part about Ashley Massaro and the terrible part about this is that she has, for a long time now, been talking about how the WWE doesn't care about its wrestlers and what happens to them after the fact because of all the head trauma that they have. And she has blamed her depression and her multiple injuries on the repetitive blows that she took in the ring for the WWE. And she said, you know, they just don't care. This is a fight that she has been raging on for a couple of years. And unfortunately looks like she lost that battle on Friday, and I do believe the funeral is today in Long Island. But just a sad story, and it makes you wonder, man. I mean, the same thing that plagues the NFL, right? The CTE that we hear. Well, I mean, hell, if CTE is real, and you guys are all pissed off about the NFL and them not recognizing it, what's your excuse about not being mad at the WWE? Am I missing something here?
Yeah, I mean, come on now. If it's pure medical science, right, then the same is at play in boxing, in wrestling, in soccer headers, for goodness sakes, you know, when foul balls go off catchers' masks, for goodness sakes. I mean, if we're going to take this seriously, we got to have it. We got to, you know, just kind of acknowledge this and understand that it's a risk to all athletes. The brain is a sensitive thing, people.
Yeah, RIP Ashley Massaro. Yeah. So sorry to see. All right, we'll talk about some Brooks Koepka here. He's a champ. Get used to it, people. He's not going away anytime soon. Next.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
All right, here we go here. Make it rain, people. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I know. Rock out, baby. Here we go. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri, guys. Welcome in. Thanks so much for starting your week off with us. And again, hope it was a profitable weekend. Plenty of ways for you guys to be able to score. We'll talk a little bit about the Preakness, who I don't want to brag. But once again here on Make It Rain, we bring on the guests that do just that, including our boy Jay, the Sports Gag CEO, delivering another winner there in the UFC. And Mark Lawrence joined us, the legendary handicapper Mark Lawrence joined us, gave you the winner for the Preakness. We'll talk about that, but want to spend a couple of minutes congratulating Brooks Koepka, who in the span of 4 days gave fans here's what we saw. We watched pure domination to the point of pretty much boredom. Then we had, oh my, a almost historic collapse coming down the stretch there on a Sunday where people were glued to the television sets yesterday. But ultimately it was for naught. Why? Because Brooks Koepka, and we've spent the first hour talking about things like the Golden State Warriors and what separates them from everyone else. That one trait that the Golden State Warriors, you can't teach. That killer instinct, Tiger had it. Michael Jordan, Magic, the true greats. They had that as that one thing that went, you know what, you're not beating us. Like, you're just not beating us. And whether it would be Michael, the thing about Golden State that's so interesting is it's collectively as a group they decide to do this. And it works for them, and it works all the time. It's why Houston and a lot of these other teams can't seem to get past or take that next step. LeBron had it. Although he didn't win all of them, LeBron still had that, has that killer instinct of going, you got to go through me. And you know, when you play guys like LeBron, you know, you better beat LeBron. You better crush him. You better, because he will keep coming at you. And folks, that's exactly what Brooks Koepka is all about here. This is now back-to-back PGA championships, back-to-back U.S. Open titles, 4 out of his last 8 that he has won. And now he heads into, I believe, Pebble Beach next month, if I'm not mistaken. He's got the U.S. Open. And this is coming after, guys, he shot 39 on the back nine yesterday. He had a 2-stroke victory over Dustin
Johnson.
4
bogeys in a row, maybe, at one point?
On the back, he had 5 bogeys on the back. It was, and Dustin Johnson was just, woo! Dustin Johnson was like, I'm here, man. I'm here, knocking on the door. But listen, the truth is, when you shoot 63, 65, and you have an 8-stroke lead going into the weekend, you've got yourself, and he played that way Saturday. He didn't take any unnecessary risks. It was a par round. It was exactly what he needed it to be. Although yesterday, Brooks Koepka, that wind started howling, and boy, oh boy, that was it was a totally different golf course. But listen, the bottom line is on the 18th. Okay, well, even before that, on the 15th, when he hit another bogey on 14, and all of a sudden that gap started closing. Now, the crowd actually started at one point
chanting DJ at him.
And he said afterwards, you know, he says that it's kind of exactly what I needed at that moment. Help me kind of refocus, because this is a guy who has that chip on his shoulder. Yep. Here is a guy that thinks he doesn't get enough credit for what he has done. And to add fuel to that fire, especially from a whole bunch of New Yorkers there on that golf course, turns out it's exactly what he needed. But guys, he hit a shot on 18, a drive that put him in one of the worst positions possible. He had a terrible lie. He somehow had to be able to get it out of that lie and be able – he was looking at double bogey after that drive on 18. But in true Koepka fashion, guys, it was – he looks the same whether he's shooting 85 or he's shooting 63. Like, the guy's temperament is amazing – that he doesn't seem to falter. Now, guys like Tiger in the past, very emotional guys, you know, that's not who this guy is. This guy seems to be one of the most even-tempered people. He might be blown up inside. I doubt it. But he is a guy that just doesn't show any fear, doesn't show whether things are killing him or not. Shooting, you know, 9 bogeys or 9 birdies, you're going to get the same from him. But the way he was able to get up and down on 18, make that par putt after playing, chipping out, hitting it onto the green, you know, if he 2-putts or 3, or heaven forbid, if he shanks it, you know, we're having a different story here today. But he didn't. He does exactly what champions do. They made the big shots when he needed to make it. Didn't make a difference if he had a 20-stroke lead going into the weekend. He found himself in a spot where terrible lie, 18th, tournament on the line. I got to come up with a play after shooting, you know, after already committing 5 birdies on the back nine, not like the greatest frame of mind, not like, you know, your confidence goes out the window like that after a round, but he did what he had to do. He made a par at the end, 2-stroke victory. Now he's in the guys he's with now, we're talking about Hogan, Nicholas, Tiger, guys to own, ever to have won back-to-back U.S. Opens, back-to-back PGA championships. It is crazy. This is a guy, I'm telling you, he's got all the tools. He is the next wave of, I think, PGA Tour player. No more of the skinniness, no more of the no. You are going to have guys that are going to hit the ball 375 yards. You're going to have guys going to the gym. I think he is the next generation of golfer. He is creating and shaping and molding what we are going to see in the future. This guy is a beast. He plays like it. He almost makes the game look too easy. You know what I mean? Because of how he does. I mean, Tiger didn't make it look easy. Tiger just looked like something we've never seen before. This guy, you watch him and you go, why can't everyone just hit the ball like that? Like, seriously, like, he drives it where he is. He gets up, he hits, he 2-putts. Like, why can't everyone else do that? But it's at the pressure moments, man, that ability to be able to close it when you need to close it. This guy is a champion who's going to win, call me crazy here. Every year, this guy's got an opportunity to win 2 or 3 of these things.
Yeah, I hear you. And here's what I'll also say. You talk about, like, doing a new way of doing this. You know, Brooks is in the gym. Brooks is benching 225 a bunch of times, whatever it is. Not to be outdone, remember, so is Dustin Johnson, right? Like, they train together. They are friends. And they are, in essence, 1-2, you know? And so I think that's another notch in the belt for, like, this new wave, right? They are in the gym, the data of understanding how to play. And I also, listen, absolutely, I agree with Brooks Koepka being kind of the new standard bearer. I talked about him. I think I broke out the old Razor Ramon term. He's oozing machismo, and you can see it on the course. But what I'd also want to say is this, Joe. Now, don't look now, but Dustin Johnson now has a runner-up Grand Slam, has finished in second place in all of these majors, finished in second at the Masters, tied with Koepka, finished second yesterday, you know. So I think that's interesting to note. Another thing I'll note here, Joe, is Jordan Spieth may have figured a few things out as well.
Yes.
Okay. He finished third. He was, you know, at -3, whatever it was. You know, if you take away these two ridiculous cyborgs that are playing now, he was out there. So that's good news for him. But I tell you, Joe, I got the U.S. Open odds up right now. I'm going to continue to throw Tiger Woods out, who, by the way, is still the third choice. But, Joe, I got Brooks at +750, DJ at +950. I'm just going to bet both of them right now and be done with it.
Amen to that. And right? You're going to – we're looking at a U.S. Open in – what is it, Torrey Pines? Is that where they're – it's Torrey Pines, another really long golf course.
Yep.
Another that sets up perfect for these two. Yep.
Just give me the two
The interesting part there is that Tiger's won, I don't know, five tournaments there.
I don't care. I mean, Tiger's not ready right now. I'm serious. Like, Tiger's playing well, but these guys – Tiger's the Portland Trailblazers and the Houston Rockets right now. These guys are the Golden State Warriors. And, Joe, the man has a top 20 list on his phone as motivation because he's not on it. The man said that he likes the crowd because it makes it feel like a, quote-unquote, real sporting event. That's what this guy is made of, okay? He's a football player on a golf course.
Yes. Yeah. No. It's crazy. I think Tiger. I don't know what the number is. I think Tiger makes
11-1 right now.
To make the cut or to win?
No, to win. It's outright to win it all.
I want to see what is the cut number because I do.
I don't
think
know if they'll have that
the
up, but yeah.
Here. I don't think he wins, but I think he makes the cut. But we'll dive into what some of those numbers are. The future props coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game time decisions.
Dude out there that has a fetish that he eats hair out of people's bathtubs. Dear God.
Oh God. Yeah, you want to eat some hair out of my drains?
That happened to me with my ex-girlfriend, too. She'd get mad. And I said, I was taking a shower, and it's like up to my knees all the time.
Exactly.
And she goes, so why are you telling me? And I said, well, between the two of us here, it's not my hair in the bath. She's like, it could be you.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban.
I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
So let me ask you guys, did you happen to roster for Shane Bieber yesterday in your MLB DFS? Yeah, how about a nine-inning complete game gem against the Orioles? Hell, I think you and I could do that against the Orioles. He had 15 strikeouts, and of course, that is the exact type of performance you need to take down a tournament and let DailyRoto.com help guide you to victories like that. Swing for the fences, playing daily fantasy baseball. You can become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer user to win $1 million. In a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, you can become one of the countless number of people who have won thousands of dollars utilizing DailyRoto.com. Bottom line, if you're playing MLB DFS and you're not using DailyRoto.com, guys, you're leaving money on the table. Enter promo code FNTSY, get a 10% discount, get those lineup alerts, projected ownership percentages, weather updates, fantasy projections, and of course, the use of those same DailyRoto lineup optimizers that have produced millions in DFS winnings. That's the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package, DailyRoto.com. Promo code FNTSY. Get your 10% discount today. And welcome in here as we make it rain on this Monday, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. Guys, thank you very much for making us a part of your day. We were just talking about the next generation of golfer, guys. Welcome to Brooks Koepka. And it's interesting, too, that and he's a little unique in the situation where he only wins majors. Like, I think he's only got two other tour victories, but he's got nine runner-ups. And I know he was asked a little bit about that going on,
majors are easier to win.
what's going on? And it's interesting. I mean, listen, I definitely think that. Yeah, he said, I'm trying my best here, guys. It's not like I'm trying to lose these tour tournaments, he said. But, you know, he says, I need to take what I do here onto the regular tour. He said, I finished second nine times. He says, second sucks. He said, so there's no, every time I felt terrible. He's like, you know, nobody wants to finish second. And certainly Dustin Johnson knows about that. But I don't think, listen, the kid is, what is he, 25? You know what I mean? 20, what is he, 26? Yeah, I mean,
I think it's a little later than that, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be here for, I think it'll all even itself out here for, it will definitely all even itself out before it is said and done. I think he's going to have, you know, could he be the only other guy to get double-digit majors? I don't see why not. This isn't a fluke. There's a reality to what's going on here, guys. I mean, four out of the last eight majors, only Tiger, Hogan, and Nicholas are in that category. Yep. He is the real deal, and he's now almost become, you know, that kind of must-watch television going on here. And I will also say this. I think we learned a little something about how important sports wagering is to the sport of golf this weekend. When you have a 63 and a 65 like this guy shot on Thursday and Friday and has a 7-8 stroke lead going into the weekend.
Reason to watch.
Yeah, there were some, you know, a lot of people might have been like, whatever, wait, you know, let me know who wins. But I do think it's the dawn of a new era here. It's a situation where I saw more guys tweeting and more people talking about the matchups they had going into Saturday and going into Sunday, even though they had no idea he was going to bogey, you know, five holes on the back. And they had no idea that that was going to happen. But this guy, I do think that the matchups and the who's the odds changing, the whole not only fantasy, but the whole betting aspect now has really, really changed, I think, how people are going to consume golf. Because what a lot of people learned this weekend was, oh, damn, you mean I can, even though I know who the winner is, I can still go, you know, I can go Brooks versus this guy and go Spieth versus this guy. I can figure out, are they going to shoot above par, under par? So many different types of prop bets and ways for people to still be interested in the events, even though we all knew in our heart of hearts who was going to win that damn tournament. And, you know, we talked about it on Friday after the 63. We've been talking Brooks the whole week leading up to it. I basically took Brooks over everybody, every chance I got. Just, I don't care what the number. Give me Brooks Koepka over everybody head-to-head. And that's what a lot of people started to get into over the weekend. Yeah, look at Twitter, man. I mean, look at the amount of people posting, all right, who you got today? I'm going to take this guy over this guy, that guy over there. I do think it's a game changer, man. I think gambling woven into the fabric of golf is going to make this a very interesting sport moving forward, if not a little bit more popular than what it has been despite the Tiger Woods victory.
Yeah, and you know, I think this is a general thing. We're seeing it no matter where. It raises interest and engagement for fans in general. I always make the analogy of no one else is watching Jaguars Titans on Thursday night football unless you have a couple shekels on it or unless your fantasy players are involved, right? And it just adds that level of investment, and it's sticky. Like you mentioned, Koepka had a 7-8 stroke lead, but there are ways to skill skin the cat, right? You could have bet individual scores. You could have bet matchups. I saw going into Sunday, will Brooks win by 4 or 5 strokes? You know, that sort of thing. So there's always ways to skin the cat. And yes, this will, in fact, continue to add engagement. Joe, I want to ask you, though, we talk about kind of like this era of Brooks Koepka that we may now be in, you know, 4 of the last 8 majors, another 2nd at the Masters, missed the Masters the year before that. Now, Tiger was like this kind of sustained decade and a half of greatness, right? But I've been, as a casual golf fan, just as a guy who, like, knows all sports, we've seen other guys, Joe, haven't we, have, like, 2 or 3 year runs at the top. I'm thinking about before Tiger, guys like Ernie Els, guys like Nick Faldo, even more recently, guys like Jordan Spieth. Weren't they kind of at the top of the game for, like, oh, I don't know, a 2, maybe 3 year period? So my question is, why do we think Brooks may be more sustainable than some of the, like, wasn't Vijay Singh, like, at the top of the game for, like, 2 years? Why is this different than any of those? Why do you think he may be trending more for the dominance and sustainability of a Tiger as opposed to what had happened, you know, maybe in the 90s with Ernie Els or Nick Faldo?
Well, because the interesting part about those guys is a lot of them did it in their 30s. You know, those 2 or 3 year runs there, the VJs, the Ernies, happened a little bit later in their career where they became dominant. When you're talking about the Spieth, the McIlroys, and now Brooks Koepka, you're talking about guys in their mid-20s now. I mean, even earlier when Rory was on the tear and everybody thought he was good. I mean, he was 22. He was 21 years old. I mean, he was just dominating Spieth. So the difference between that generation of, you know, guys that dominated the tour for 3 or 4 years, they did a little bit later in their career. These guys got a 10-year head start on them. And so this is going to be, which, again, when you look at Tiger did it, he was 21, right, when he won his first tournament. So he had longevity in his corner, as do these guys. And listen, is Rory going to win another major? Of course he is. You know, is Spieth? Absolutely. I have no idea. But it just goes to prove and goes to show how hard it is to do what Tiger did successfully for as long as he did it, being that number one player in the world, being that guy that, you know, you looked at. Koepka is becoming that guy for a different set of circumstances, I think, because A, of his how what a ridiculous specimen the guy is. I mean, he just his demeanor is different. You know, he seems to find himself. Here he is playing around. You know, the thing with Rory and Spieth, when they've some of the majors that they have lost in, you know, they blew up. It was like 80s. And, you know, this guy has not faltered yet that I have seen on any of these. He's always in the top 5. Dustin Johnson's the same way. Could be the greatest golfer never to really break through. Dustin Johnson should have more than one, but the difference between Koepka and Dustin Johnson, one guy gets it done, the other guy doesn't. You know, there's difference between, you know, James Harden and the Houston Rockets and Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. Yeah, I don't know how you teach that. You know what I mean? There are some guys that just refuse to lose. Tiger was one of them. I never got that feeling. I never got that from Rory or Spieth, where these guys were, you know, that killer instinct.
That killer instinct.
They were just better than everybody at that particular time, but I never got that. And same thing with Dustin Johnson. I just hey, West Coast guy. Hello, nice to see you. What's going on? That, you know, you look at Koepka when he's playing golf, man. Like, he wouldn't even kiss his girlfriend pre-round. Like, he wouldn't even want nothing to do with it. Like, laser focus. The same thing with Tiger. What's going to happen with Koepka now is he's proven when he steps on the golf course, there is a guy to fear every tournament he is there, especially in these majors. He's going to be the guy they're gunning for now. You know what I mean?
No, I think you're absolutely right. And I'll use the same analogy. We talked about the Golden State Warriors and Jordan and stuff like that. Koepka has that inner dog, you know, that machismo I keep on talking about. I think you're absolutely right. I on the telecast yesterday, they were saying, you know, what he still now has as the title screen of his phone was some random list that came out of the top 20 golfers or the most dominant players in their sport and him not on it. And he continues to use that as fuel, as motivation. So, yeah, this guy has the mindset of someone who's going to rip your throat out like we've been talking about with the Golden State Warriors and other true champions. But when you say Koepka and DJ are out there and Rory and Spieth, it makes me feel bad for a guy like, oh, I don't know, a guy like Ricky Fowler, you know, or a guy like Justin Thomas at this point in time, when you are damn good at golf, you know what I mean? And it's just the tier kind of just above you. It's going to be so hard for these guys to crack through, you know, they're kind of like the Malone and Stockton Utah Jazz on some level.
Great. Great comparison, man, because it really is. I mean, listen, you know how many great golfers there were during the Tiger era? Could have, should have. They won their share of, you know, tour events and stuff, but they were just, they were so close in the majors and just couldn't get it done. Guys that should have had multiple ones. I mean, hell, it took Phil into his 30, you know, his mid to late 30s before he could really start to crack through with the Masters and everything else. It's
right now, if you're Justin Rose, Justin Thomas, Fowler, you know, Xander Schauffele, and these guys are ahead of you. You're like one of the best players on the planet, and yet it looks real far away because of what these guys are doing.
Amen. Greatness does that to you. All right, little recap coming up. Oh, A-Rod making news he doesn't want to make.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
So, not sure if you guys had seized the opportunity to live bet the Raptors last night when the Greek Freak fouled out in double overtime. And I'll tell you what, you can actually take a shot moving forward, especially tonight with Portland and Golden State. You can open up a sports wagering account with FanDuel, the New Jersey's largest sports book, simply by going to FanDuel.com/grid, and you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. And of course, we want to hear from you. Call us, let us know, walk us through your bets. We always love to hear from you, good or bad, doesn't make a difference. We want to know exactly what you were thinking. And go to FanDuel.com/grid, open up your new account, claim your free wager of up to $500 today. And like I said, you got an opportunity tonight as Golden State getting ready to take on Portland, 3.5-point favorite. Total hanging around the 220 mark, game four of the series in which they are up 3-0. We'll dive into some of those numbers coming up. But did want to also congratulate another winner from over the weekend, somebody that just wanted to get it done and certainly did.
And they're into the stretch, and it's Warriors charge off the turn in front. Another twist of fate. Here is War of Will, and he got through an opening on the inside of the gate pole. Owendale storming down the center of the track, but it's War of Will coming down to the 16th pole in front. In front by 2 lengths late, a late charge from Longshot Everfast on the inside too, but nothing stood in his way. War of Will won the Preakness.
Right, War of Will, after being interfered with, of course, at the Kentucky Derby with Maximum Security, thus, of course, Maximum Security getting disqualified. He proved everybody that, you know what, maybe, just maybe, if he hadn't been interfered with, we might be having a totally different conversation. But War of Will is your Preakness Stakes winner here, holding off a horse, the number 10 horse, which I am fairly certain nobody had. Much like Country House, yeah, nobody seemed to have that horse that ran second at 400-1 either. Interesting yeah. Race, though. Congratulations to War of Will. Now the question is, will Gary West, who seems to be screaming at everybody and anybody, he's even trying to put together his own race. I don't know if you heard
challenge
that over
race.
The weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to put his own challenge race up there, which cracks me up. He's still all, you know, butthurt about Maximum yep. Security being taken down. And he offered up, I think, to the tune of $20 million for the four other Derby contenders there. He thinks that he would go ahead and, without a doubt, he would Long Range Toddy, War of Will, who just won the Preakness, Bodie Express, that was the horse that that threw his jockey there, John mm-hmm. Velasquez, right at the gate and which everybody and their mother loved, by the way. He seemed to have stole the show there as Bodie Express just kept running. And by the way, he kept running even after the race was over, just kept going. And he was like, he's like, the hell with all y'all's, man. I'm free. I'm going. But yeah, congratulations there to Gary West. Now what's your excuse, Gary? So here you go. You have an opportunity to challenge now the Preakness winner, a horse in which you War of Will, who you wanted to race anyway, right? You wanted these four horses in the race for $20 million. Well, you don't save your money and enter Maximum Security into the Belmont and put War of Will in there and may the best horse win, right? Because let's see what you guys are truly made of here. If you think Maximum Security is truly the horse to beat and is as good as you think he is, well, then you know what? No excuse not to put him into the Belmont. And let's see how he does there.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of looking at it. You know, I thought it was a kind of a different move, right? Instead of crying and moaning, he was like, all right, I'm going to put my money up. Can y'all beat me? I thought that was an interesting way of going at it. I kind of did like that. But I got to tell you, for me, the Preakness was all about just good karma, right? Like we talked about on the Monday after the Kentucky Derby, we interviewed Todd Pletcher, and one of the things we were saying, Joe, was great job by War of Will and the jockey to pull up, and without clinking heels there, it could have been a 10-horse pileup in the end of American horse racing as we knew it, right? A lot of credit went to War of Will there for actually pulling up to not have that horrible accident happen. And so I think it does kind of karma come full circle that War of Will now winds up winning the Preakness, gets a jewel of the Triple Crown. Here's what I'll also say, though, Joe, as we spin it foam it to Belmont. Remember, Belmont's a mile and a half and in 3 weeks. I'm going to tell you right now, I think it was great karma for War of Will. I'm glad that War of Will got the win. I do not, however, see War of Will being one of these generational horses that is going to wind up winning two of the three legs of the Triple Crown and with a gripe to maybe win all three. I don't think War of Will is this kind of justify American Pharoah, you know, kind of horse. I am ready going to be looking at some of these other horses that were big, like, derby names when they come back some with 5 weeks off to try and get into the Belmont. I'm going to be really interested to see if, like, you know, where's Game Winner? Where's Omaha Beach? These horses that were early favorites for the Belmont that'll now be rested and ready to go a mile and a half. I'm going to be fading War of Will come to Belmont if he's even running. And I'm not even going to be on Maximum Security because Maximum Security, if you remember, is a speed horse. And the Belmont will trend towards the closers going a mile and a half. I want to see if any of these other big boys from the Derby are going to come and take their other shot here in Belmont in a couple of weeks. Those are the names I'm going to be looking for.
I would absolutely love the horses that got beat by Bodie Express without a driver to explain themselves there.
Yeah, really.
Because Bodie Express was actually closing, too, as well that race.
Oh, yeah, the line ahead of all the horses, for sure.
Oh, absolutely, he did. And people were just
so what's
like,
the value of the jockey then, right?
Right, exactly. And I'm like, man, could you imagine if Bodie Express would have actually won the Preakness without a jockey? That would have been it, man. That absolutely would have been it. It was interesting. I'm just so glad it happened when it did. Unfortunately, it did happen. But John Velasquez, this was the first time on Bodie Express, and John Velasquez, for those of you who don't know, guys, is a legendary, you know, as great as Mike Smith is, John Velasquez is also Hall of Fame. Absolutely. And a lot of people raised eyebrows going, why is John Velasquez riding Bodie Express? This is not a guy that would jump on a horse if he didn't think he had an opportunity to win. And then coming up out of the gate, I mean, the horse jumps straight up, drops him, and then just kept running, man. It was like, screw y'all, man. I'm out of here. I am good to go. And he got a DNQ, which is or DNF, or I did not finish, which I think is ridiculous because he did finish. The jockey didn't, but he finished. So I don't know if you can. He should have gotten something along those lines. I'm wondering if Bodie Express goes to the Belmont now since he kind of had such
Who does? You know, because
I don't know who goes
now. There's no chance for the Triple Crown. Yep. Some of these horses may not want to bring them back on the short rest. That's why I'm saying I'm looking at guys like Game Winner, Omaha Beach, the big time ones from the Kentucky Derby trail now with 5 weeks and, you know, what could be as an open field. I think it's going to watch out for one of those horses or the New York bred Code of Honor as well, who was second in the Derby.
Yeah, and you know, some actually some disturbing news coming out of Omaha Beach's camp. We had heard that he needed to have that surgery to kind of dislodge there what was going on in his throat, which wasn't allowing him to swallow and breathe. What should have been a pretty typical and very common surgery, apparently there are some complications right now with it. So it's kind of a wait and see mode with Omaha Beach. Apparently the surgery did not take, and so they're deciding on what to do from here. So a horse is okay, and hopefully, you know, all will work itself out there. But there were a few complications after the surgery to try to fix that whole thing that he had going on with his throat. We'll keep you posted as we hear. But a couple of weeks, here we go.
Three horses going into the Derby, right? Like maybe Game Winner comes back. Maybe Roadster comes back for the Belmont and fresh as ever to go up against War of Will.
Which is a behemoth of a race. It is the reason it's, which I'll always go back to, guys, is what Secretaria did was just unheard of, guys. I mean, talk about Haley's Comet, man. The way he won
23 lengths, 27 lengths, something like
that. Belmont of all, you know, it is just you want to talk about a athlete that refuses to lose. That horse refused to lose. That horse just stuck it to everybody, going, "Oh, really? Let's see how you like me now." The times that horse ran, still record breakers at all these tracks, unbelievable. Secretariat, Venmo Brian, do yourself a favor and watch the rerun of the Belmont that Secretariat won. You want to talk about a dominating performance, my friend? That was absurd. They're still waiting for the horses to finish, I think, even now, Dane.
I think it was 23 or 27 lengths, something like that. Lanes. You literally could not see them in the screen. Absolutely ridiculous. I wonder if they ever put forth a $20 million match race challenge, if anybody would ever answer the bell. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think anybody was ever going to nobody wanted to mess with Secretariat.
What do you think the fees were for Secretariat standing at stud?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, in the second part of its life.
You got a lot of little horses running around after that.
$1 million a bang, you know, I'll take it. Sure.
Yeah, I think he raced when he was five. I mean, they kept racing him too. It wasn't a situation.
Can't be beat.
Yeah, back then they didn't shut you down after seven races. Like he raced 40 times in his life. So it's they do it a little bit differently now because the money's a little bit different.
Sure.
Speaking of money, A-Rod is pissed. And his attorneys are looking to stick it to somebody after there was a picture of him, I guess, floating around social media, made its way around Wall Street and so on and so forth. And
really?
I think it was up on Twitter at one point. I guess A-Rod lives in this, you know, this $1 trillion apartment in New York City, right? And I guess where he lives, there's also hedge fund companies and other offices in there. And I guess A-Rod doesn't believe in closing the bathroom door when he goes to the bathroom. And when you have floor-to-ceiling windows in a lot of these places, it's not that hard. And you know that, Dane, in New York City, people can stare right in. You know, nobody puts up blinds. Nobody, or even closes them. And apparently he didn't close them. So by his Park Avenue office, right? Apparently somebody snapped a photo of him dropping a deuce while reading his phone or texting on the phone. And that got sent around. And now, of course, he is bent out of shape. They don't know who took the photo, but now the attorneys are launching a full-blown investigation as to who it is. They think it's probably one of the guys in the hedge fund offices that's in that building there.
Right.
I mean, you're talking about Harbinger Group. You're talking about JMP Secure. You're talking the biggest hedge fund guys in the world. Guys are all right there. And somebody got a picture of him because from what we understand, it's a regular habit of his that he just leaves the door wide open and the blinds wide open for just about anybody to peek through there, Dane, which might be an issue in Manhattan, I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's like a high-end peeping Tom, it sounds like we got there, or people looking to flip it to TMZ. I mean, that's why – don't you have to know this, though, if you're A-Rod? You know what I mean? Like, put some blinds up, brother man. Close the door. What are we doing here? Come on.
Yes, that's what I – and it's actually, it's a small – but it's $17.5 million apartment that him and J-Lo – It has 4.5 bathrooms, 4.5 bathrooms in this place. And he's got to go and use the bathroom.
That has better shelter, you know, that's got a bad angle, no line of sight. You got 4 bathrooms for 2 people. Pick the private one, then the door open, bro.
I love it. And the best part is, I guess the picture was making the rounds through Wall Street because these guys must have been sharing it with each other. And then it got leaked out.
Right? Oh. Yeah.
Nice. A-Rod's going to spend a few bucks trying to figure out who did that. Or you know what? Close the damn blinds, dude.
It was Canseco.
Yeah, I love it. We'll talk some MLB coming up. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In this league.
Instead of saying, I don't know what that is, you could say, hey, what's that?
Hello, I don't know what that is. I'm Alden Snow. What is it, Bogman?
I would rather have you do your Alden Snow, your terrible Alden Snow.
Oh, no. I'm Jonah Hill doing Alden Snow. Oh, no, Bogman, what is it? What's the Price is Right documentary?
That terrible English accent, me. Unfortunately, yes, it is.
Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
And the Marlins don't score a run in 26 innings, yet they rough up DeGrom and get the win. Like, out of all the guys, too, that's got to be very, very concerning. Bryce Harper came out. I had to be better. He had 2 clutch hits in that game. McCutcheon came back. They looked great against in their win last night, right? They came back. The Phillies got it done against the Rockies, and they were a desperate team. And now you look at the Mets, and we're DeGrom getting shelled by a team that can't hit AAA pitching. Concerning.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern, on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, A-Rod, close the damn blind, dude. Just close a blind. You won't have to worry about anybody snapping photos of you dropping a deuce there, texting people, though. Ridiculous, though. Typical A-Rod. Welcome in here, guys. It is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Try to make it rain for you here as we start the week off on a Monday. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri, guys, thanks very much for dropping by. Celebrating a whole lot of victories here this weekend, from Brooks Koepka PGA Championship, of course, to Golden State pushing Portland to the brink of the end of their season tonight. In all likelihood, that will take place. Game 4 in Portland, 3.5 points, total 220 is what we are looking at. We'll dive into some of the TNA coming up next hour here in that game. Congratulations to the Raptors, who didn't want to go down 3-0, so now they have the opportunity to even this series up tomorrow night at home, as they had a double overtime victory there in the game that watched the Milwaukee Bucks kind of self-implode Congratulations is in order also to, well, you know, there are a few things happened in Major League Baseball, which I thought was crazy. The Mets got swept by the Marlins.
Yeah.
And two of the pitchers in that series were Syndergaard and DeGrom. And let me see if the Marlins actually won three games in a row. Like, I don't even know what's going on with that. I think we also, and we'll touch base on, we'll do a little MLB rundown from over the weekend, some of the things we learned. But I can tell you right now, Yankees are first place.
Yeah, buddy.
The Astros look just unbeatable, as do the Minnesota Twins continue to dominate. It's don't look now. Bryce Harper might have figured out how to hit home runs there with 15 mile an hour per wins leading outside. But they sweep the Rockies. And oh, yeah, by the way, Atlanta has managed to figure it out here. All of a sudden now they're in second place behind Philadelphia in the National League East. Cubs have figured it out. There's an interesting dynamic happening in Major League Baseball. We'll touch base on that coming up. And, of course, the latest lines for tonight. We've also got ourselves an elimination game in the NHL playoffs coming up this week.
Interesting quirk in the fantasy world for baseball also when we talk about it.
We'll touch base coming up. Hour number three, final hour, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's do it.